And now please join in singing our gathering hymn, Now is the Time, which can be found in your music issue, number 519. Now is the Time, number 519, in your music issue.
Come to us, you who say, I will not forget you. Be with us, you who say, do not be afraid. Take hold of us, our hearts, our minds, our whole being. Make us your own. Now is the time. Spirit of love, crush the pain of hatred. Spirit of hope, stand before our eyes. Spirit of light, dance within our darkness. Make us your own. Now is the time. Come to us, you who say, I will not forget you. Be with us, you who say, do not be afraid. Take hold of us, our hearts, our minds, our whole being. Make us your own. Now is the time.
Good morning.
Morning.
God's blessing us as we gather in prayer in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. May the Lord be with you. We are approaching the end of our liturgical year. And as always, we are reminded of the second coming of the Lord. We're anticipating. We are in preparation. Our scriptures today will speak of being alert, being ready for the coming of the Lord. And so as we gather in prayer today, as we anticipate God's mercy and love to be around us and through us, let us open our hearts to receive the power of God's love.
You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Kyrie eleison. Kyrie eleison. You came to call sinners. Christ eleison. Christ eleison. You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Kyrie eleison. Kyrie eleison.
And may Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.
Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, heavenly King, O God, almighty Father, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, have mercy on us. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in the glory of God the Father. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. Amen.
Let us pray that we will experience that peace, that harmony, the oneness with God. Grant us, we pray, O Lord our God, the constant gladness of being devoted to you, for it is full and lasting happiness to serve with constancy the author of all that is good. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. A reading from the book of Proverbs. When one finds a worthy wife, her value is far beyond pearls. Her husband, entrusting his heart to her, has an unfailing prize. She brings him good and not evil all the days of her life. She obtains wool and flax, and works with loving hands. She puts her hands to the distaff, and her fingers ply the spindle. She reaches out her hands to the poor, and extends her arms to the needy. Charm is deceptive, and beauty fleeting. The woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her a reward for her labors, and let her works praise her at the city gates. The word of the Lord.
Blessed are those who love you, happy those who follow you, blessed are those who seek you, O God. Blessed are those who love you, happy those who follow you, blessed are those who seek you, O God. Happy all those who fear the Lord and walk in God's pathway. You will find what you long for, the riches of our God. Blessed are those who love you. Happy those who follow you. Blessed are those who seek you, O God. Your spouse shall be like a fruitful vine in the midst of your home. Your children flourish like olive plants, rejoicing at your table. Blessed are those who love you, happy those who follow you. Blessed are those who seek you, O God. May the blessings of God be yours all the days of your life. May the peace and the love of God live always in your heart. Blessed are those who love you, happy those who follow you, blessed are those who seek you, O God. A
reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians. Concerning times and seasons, brothers and sisters, you have no need for anything to be written to you. For you yourselves know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief at night. When people are saying peace and security, then sudden disaster comes upon them, like labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you, brothers and sisters, are not in darkness for that day to overtake you like a thief. For all of you are children of the light and children of the day. We are not of the night or of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as the rest do, but let us stay alert and sober. The word of the Lord.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus told his disciples this parable. A man going on a journey called in his servants and entrusted his possessions to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to a third 1, to each according to his ability. And he went away. Immediately, the one who had received 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5. Likewise, the one who received 2 more made another 2. But the man who received 1 went off and dug a hole in the ground and buried his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants came back and settled accounts with them. The one who had received 5 talents came forward, bringing the additional 5. He said, "Master, you gave me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more. His master said to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you were faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come share your master's joy." Then the one who had received 2 talents also came forward and said, "Master, you gave me 2 talents. See, I have made you 2 more. His master said to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you are faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come, share in your master's joy." Then the one who had received the 1 talent came forward and said, "Master, I knew you were a demanding person, harvesting where you did not plant, gathering where you did not scatter. So out of fear, I went off and buried your talent in the ground. Here it is back." His master said to him in reply, "You wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvested where I did not plant and gathered where I did not scatter. Should you not have put my money in the bank so that I could have got it back with interest on my return? Now then, take the talent from him, give it to the one with 10. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will grow rich. But for the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. And throw this useless servant into the darkness outside, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth." The Gospel of the Lord. Today's readings remind us that our life should be filled with doing good deeds in anticipation of Christ's returning. In the Gospel today, it talks about the possessions entrusted to the servants, and it's done in a parable. And it's so enormous that they describe it in the value of talents. And if we look at kind of what talents were in that time, they were large sums of money, some valued from 15 to 20 years worth of wages, a large thing, a large amount of money. Jesus entrusted the same thing, his possessions here on earth, to us, large sums. And when you think about it, it can be kind of daunting, kind of intimidating. When I was growing up, I remember we had a thing that you were taught that if you borrowed something from somebody, you gave it back to them just a little bit better. Or if you were entrusted with something from somebody, when they returned, you made sure it was just a little bit better to show them the respect that they to them that they entrusted you, the privilege they gave you to be entrusted with that thing, whether it was taking care of animals or an object or something, you always gave it back a little bit better. The 2 servants today that get the 10 and 5 talents realize this. They realize the value of what their master is giving to you, and they know it's up to them to make it a little bit better. And they go out and they invest it. That's what it is with us, what God gives us every day. We make it just a little bit better. If we look at the first reading today, it kind of tells us how we can go about doing that with the worthy wife. When we look at that worthy wife reading, it gives you, opens up the imagination. You can kind of see her gracefully going about her everyday activities, doing it with love. Whatever she gathers, it seems to be like effortless. It seems to be with grace and mercy. And it's just a beautiful reading. And in that, she's not only focused on what it takes for the daily life, but she also sees what's going on around her, the needs of those around her in the poor and the needy. And also that in all that, she knows that God's the center of it. We go back to the parable about the 3rd servant. He kind of misses that point about the value that he's given. He doesn't see it necessary, and he's afraid of that enormous task given to him, and so he buries it. When Jesus left us this inheritance, he didn't just leave it to us without help.
We've got the Holy Spirit to guide us. He gave us the scriptures, the Bible, kind of like an employee handbook so we would know what to do. We have him in the form of the Eucharist and all the other sacraments to help guide us and keep us in touch with him. We even have this Mass that we can come and get direction on how to reinvest what he's given to us as inheritance. What we have to contribute to this inheritance to make it a little bit better has value. And we need to remember that whatever we do may not be the same that we did yesterday. It may be a little bit different today. And it's important to remember that because sometimes we're all involved with, I've got to do this great big old thing. I've got to build this building for the poor, or I've got to be visiting the sick, which is all good that we should be doing if it's our ability to do that. But sometimes as we get a little bit older, we get a little bit stiffer, we can't do what we used to do, so it comes down to maybe some good mentoring. Maybe just simple prayer alone with God is what we can do. And we need to remember that has value. That is what's needed. Some of you remember the basketball coach was at John Wooden. One of his sayings was, don't let what you can't do interfere with what you can do. And when we look back on today's readings, we need to remember that for that inheritance that's entrusted to us, whatever we can do makes a difference. And it's all in preparation when Christ returns so that he can say, well done, my good and faithful servant.
We stand united in our faith, strengthened by one another's gifts. And so we pray. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and in accordance with the Scriptures, he ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and life of the world to come. Amen. Grateful for all that God has done for us, let us bring our prayers and petitions before him.
For Pope Francis' intentions for this month, that Christians in Asia, bearing witness to the gospel in word and deed, may promote dialogue, peace, and mutual understanding, especially with people of other regions. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all elected officials in government, may their leadership bring peace to our world and justice to all those in need. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For ministers in our parish, may they lead us to be faithful in our baptismal call to holiness, especially those committed to Eucharistic adoration. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those enduring trials and challenges, may they come to know the loving presence of God and the support and compassion of our community of faith. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
On this day designated by Pope Francis as World Day of the Poor, may we be more aware of those in need and more responsive to their needs. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who are sick or recovering from illness, May they be strengthened by our caring and merciful response to their needs, especially Monsignor Donald McCahey, Sage Murillo, Inez Funk, Kaylee Velasco, Albert Gomez, Ezekiel Hernandez, Bernice Matheny, John Hernandez, Elizabeth Stewart, Henry Krieger Jr., and Walter Balanca. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who have died and for their families, that they may be comforted and consoled in their grief. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray for the repose of the soul of Frank Komorowski, for whom this Mass is being offered. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for those tensions not spoken, that we share with the Lord. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Almighty and eternal Father, we trust that your desire for us is mercy and steadfast love. We make our prayers with confidence and hope through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Please join in singing our song for the preparation of the gifts, which can be found in your music issue. I Want to Walk as a Child of the Light, number 596 in your music issue. I Want to Walk as a Child of the Light, number 596 in your music issue.
I want to walk as a child of the light. I want to follow Jesus. God set the stars to give light to the world. The star of my life is Jesus. In him there is no darkness at all. The night and the day are both alike. The Lamb is the light of the city of God. Shine in my heart, Lord Jesus. I want to see the brightness of God. I want to look at Jesus. Clear sun of righteousness, shine on my path and show me the way to the Father. In him there is no darkness at all. The night and the day are both alike. The Lamb is the light of the city of God. Shine in my heart, Lord Jesus. I'm looking for the coming of Christ. I want to be with Jesus. When we have run with patience the race, we shall know the joy of Jesus. In him there is no darkness at all. The night and the day are both alike. The Lamb is the light of the city of God. Shine in my heart, Lord Jesus.
So my sisters and brothers, we now pray that our sacrifice may be acceptable to God, our Heavenly Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at our hands for the praise and glory of God's name, for our good and the good of all, His holy church. Grant, O Lord, we pray, that what we offer in the sight of your majesty may obtain for us the grace of being devoted to you and gain us the prize of everlasting happiness through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and just. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For you so loved the world that in your mercy you sent us the Redeemer to live like us in all things but sin, so that you might love in us what you loved in your Son, by whose obedience we have been restored to those gifts of yours that by sinning we had lost in disobedience. And so, Lord, with all the angels and the saints, we too give you thanks, as in exaltation we acclaim.
Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them, so that they may become for us the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again, until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and the blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and Jose, our Bishop, with all the clergy, and all who serve you through Christian ministries. Remember also our brothers and our sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. The goodness of God gathers us together in prayer this morning, and so united in our faith, we can proclaim.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from everything that is evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus the Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, the glory are yours, now and forever. For the kingdom, the power, the glory are yours, now and forever. For the kingdom, the power, the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sin, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit. Let us offer each other the sign of peace. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world.
sins of the world. Have mercy on us, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace,
Him who takes away the sins of the world. How blessed are those invited to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, my soul shall be healed.
Please join us singing our First Communion hymn, We Have Been Told, in your music issue, number 497. We Have Been Told, number 497, in your music issue.
Face and heard his voice alive. alive in us. Live in my love with all your heart. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you.
Also in your music issue, please join in singing our second communion hymn, number 460, I Has Not Seen, number 460 in your music issue.
Let us pray. We have partaken of the gifts of this sacred mystery, humbly imploring, O Lord, that what your Son commanded us to do in memory of him may bring us growth in charity. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Please be seated. In our continuing offering of prayers for ministry throughout our parish, I'd like to invite Daya to come up and share with us her experience of Eucharistic adoration.
Hi, my name is Daya Bain, and I am here to speak to you this morning about Eucharistic adoration. When we come together for Mass, we celebrate publicly and in community the most important and sacred act of worship in the Catholic Church. As the priest intones, do this in memory of me. We commemorate Jesus' sacrifice and the great gift that he left us, his real presence, body, soul, blood, divinity. I always get that out of order, body, blood, soul, and divinity, under the appearance of bread and wine. Together at Mass, we hear the word of God proclaimed. We are nourished by the Eucharist, and as a people, we are sent forth. During Mass, there's little time to contemplate the gift of the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist. For this, there's Eucharistic adoration. This is a time where you can sit or kneel in the presence of the Lord, in silence, in contemplation, and just let the grace of God wash over you. Praise, worship, thanksgiving, healing, these are all part of my time spent before the Blessed Sacrament. I often say my rosary during my adoration time, slowly, unhurriedly, meditating on the mysteries. During this time, in the real presence of our Lord, those events in his life and Mary's life become much more immediate to me. During adoration, so many of the things that might have been bothering me just fall away. Jesus draws me closer to himself, leaving me bemused with contentment mixed with longing. I've been participating in Eucharistic adoration here at OLA for over 10 years, and it's really one of the most joyful, precious times of my week. I hope that you will give yourself the gift of time with the Lord so that you too can experience this joy. And so today we invite you to come speak with us. There will be a couple of us at the back at the vestibule and also some folks over at Friendship Sunday under the canopy. If you're interested in signing up for a time, you can do that. But if you're just interested in finding out more about Eucharistic adoration, we invite you to come over and talk to us. Thank you very much for your attention. Thank you, Father.
We were going to be taking up a second collection today for the Campaign for Human Development, but I see our ushers are more prepared to give out the bulletins at the doors. So maybe what I'd ask is if the ushers would put the baskets at each of the exits, and then as you leave the church, maybe drop off this great gift. The Campaign for Human Development desires to break the cycle of poverty by funding community programs that encourage independence. This is run by the bishops of the United States. So your generosity for that campaign would be very helpful. You are invited to host an evening for Our Lady of Guadalupe Novena, which is December 3rd through the 11th. If you are interested, please sign up in the parish office. Our Hispanic ministry is selling pork tamales today while they last. You are lucky. You're at the second Mass of the season of selling pork tamales, so they might be at the doors, but I know they're over at Mulcahy Center, or they're over there at the at Friendship Sunday selling these tamales. They are $25 a dozen. So, hey, that's your opportunity to take something to Thanksgiving dinner that's a little bit different. We have designated this Sunday's 5:15 Mass as our Mass of the Four, as we heard in the announcement. Pope Francis has designated this weekend as Sunday for the Four, and are inviting our community to join us for a special liturgy at the 5:15 Mass. And then afterwards, we are offering stone soup, which is an opportunity to participate in an experience of supporting the poor. So that'll be over at Mulcahy Center tonight. So if you don't have any dinner plans, you can pop on over for that. Thursday is Thanksgiving Day. Duh. If you don't know that, go to the grocery store. There are turkeys all over the place. All are invited to Mass at 9 a.m. Please bring a representation of your Thanksgiving meal for a special blessing. At this Mass, we will also recognize our Safeguard the Children Committee, who for a very long time now have been promoting this great gift for our church in dedication for their protection of our children. In observance of Thanksgiving holiday, the parish office will be closed on Thursday and Friday. Our annual toy drive starts next weekend. Please bring an unwrapped toy and drop it off in the collection basket at Friendship Sunday. And to our families of newly baptized children, please join us Sunday at the 9:30 a.m., 11 or 12:30 Mass for special blessing. Tonight, or this morning, we are distributing our Thanksgiving food baskets. If you can deliver a box to a nearby home, please check in at Mulcahy Center and also stop by Friendship Sunday for coffee and donuts. Thank you for your gathering and prayer here with us this morning. May God's blessings be upon us, most especially during this week of Thanksgiving. Let us pray and sing. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
And may God's peace and blessings be with us, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
This Mass is ended. Let's go forth, glorifying God by our lives.
Thanks be to God.
And as we're set forth, please join in singing at our music issue number 574, Soon and Very Soon, number 574 in your music issue.
Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. No more crying then, we are going to see the King. No more crying then, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we are going to see the King. No more dying then, we are going to see the King. No more dying then, we are going to see the King. No more dying then, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we are going to see the King.
Have a great day, everyone.